It's the Agribusiness Report. Special guest today, Tony Coder with the Ohio Suicide Prevention Foundation. More on that in just a moment. First off, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
This reflects a process and an approach which I think is important for us to advocate as we look at mitigation and adaptation strategies globally. Our partnership effort is voluntary. It's incentive-based. It is science and market-driven. There will be verified results, we believe, that will result in increased productivity as well as profitability. And we can showcase the partnership with the level of resource that we're investing, over $3.5 billion, committed to large and small-scale projects. All commodities are involved. All states and regions of the country are involved. Over 25 million acres likely committed to the effort and significant greenhouse gas reductions attached to it. We'll report our findings periodically. So it's an important opportunity, and I think there'll be multiple venues for sharing and promoting these climate smart practices and efforts.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Welcome to Omaha and the 2022 ABA Ag Bankers Conference. And Tony Coder is here. Tony, it's great to see you.
Hey, great to see you, Tony.
The fact that we're two Tonys here is pretty amazing. But welcome to Omaha and your opportunity to talk to bankers. Is this your first time to this conference?
This is my first time to the ABA conference, and I am so grateful to be invited, because this is an audience that we always dream of having because of the nature of our business, and being able to reach folks who are on the front lines is just really, really fantastic.
Well, let's go ahead and tee you up. Mm-hmm. As the Executive Director for the Ohio Suicide Prevention Foundation, and wasn't sure I'd be here this week because last week I had a cold, but I didn't choose to have a cold. Can we equate that with mental health?
Absolutely. Having a cold is a great analogy. We don't choose to have it. I talked a lot about my son having bipolar disorder. My other two kids do not have any kind of mental health issues. So it is something that, just like any other illness or anything, any other health condition, it's something that is not, we choose. It's not a character issue. It is literally an illness. It just affects our brain instead of the rest of our body.
Now, for those who may not have any mental illness in their family, mm-hmm. can stress build up to the point that we just, our chemical imbalance puts us in danger?
Absolutely. Stress is an enormous factor, whether that's relationship stress, financial stress, even just stress of living. You know, we've been through a lot the last couple of years with the pandemic and coming out of the pandemic, the political pressures that are surrounding us. Those are all stressors. And that doesn't mean, you know, you could slip into a depressive episode, into a depression, but that doesn't mean that you're mentally ill. You know, it almost has a stigma around it by saying that. And, you know, it's something that I think everybody experiences. And, you know, we just have to realize that it's a perfectly natural thing to do, and that with the right help, the right care, and sometimes we even, you know, can come out of it, you know, by doing some self-help things, whether that's praying or meditating or whatever it is, that can help us out as well.
Warning signs. Mm-hmm. Are there some warning signs that we need to watch in others as well as ourselves?
Absolutely. You know, if you're feeling really, really down, if you're feeling low, if you see that your friends or your family, you know, your kids, all of a sudden they've been around the family and it's like, wow, I'm not seeing them anymore. Or that friend that pops by every week or so, you haven't been seeing them for a couple of weeks. Those are big issues. If you've noticed that, you know, the alcohol usage has increased, if you see them, you know, maybe struggling, if they're kids at school, or even becoming really moody, that, you know, they were really happy and all of a sudden they have these high and low mood swings, those are big signs of whether someone might be struggling with some mental health issues. And it might be a perfect opportunity for you to bring it up and say, hey, you know, is there something I can help you with?
Well, and that's a perfect point, because I'm not really trained. So how can I help?
Literally having a conversation. There is a gentleman, his name is Kevin Hines, and he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge, and he lived to tell about it. And he tells the story, if one person would have stopped him and said, hey, how are you doing? He says, I wouldn't have jumped. And that's the same with all of us. You know, there are days we're going to have bad days, and it's a lot better to go through it with somebody. And you know, as Tony, you're my friend. You know, what's going on? Hey, how can I help you out? Literally, it's that simple. And literally, by having that conversation, it can release a burden that has been laying upon them and really help that person gain a better understanding and better opportunity to become, you know, to become whole again.
You're here at the Ag Bankers Conference, opportunity to talk with those who are involved with farmers and ranchers. Is there sometimes a weight on our shoulders for those in ag or those in family-run businesses?
Absolutely. In agriculture, I mean, you look at everything that a farmer and a rancher has to deal with. A lot of it is outside of their control. Whether that's Congress, whether that's the weather, that you know, whether that is even you know, whether your machine breaks down. Your horse dies, whatever it is, you know, those are things that are outside of your control. And then when you add on top of it, things, you know, like I had a fight with the wife. My kids are struggling. All of those things, you know, can really start adding up, and it can really be something that, you know, can really impact a farmer and his family. And that's why I'm so grateful to be here today.
This is preventable, isn't it?
Absolutely. Suicide is probably the most preventable cause of death that we know. It's about knowing the signs. It's about understanding, you know, having that conversation. It's about being able to offer yourself and knowing that I'm not a clinician. Yet, having simple conversations, and even if someone is feeling like they're suicidal or they're really struggling, being that friend, being that person to help them to find care is so valuable. There was a lady that told me, and I carry this with me everywhere. She said, you know, she said, when I got cancer, or when my father had cancer, everyone brought me soup. Everyone was so, you know, they offered to take my dad to the treatment. They offered to clean his house for him. They offered to do this. When my daughter got bipolar, everybody backed away. We have to break that stigma, and we've got to be able to, you know, treat folks who, you know, who have family members who might themselves be struggling with the same care that anyone with a cold, as you mentioned, or a broken arm, or whatever other kind of physical ailment that you might have. We got to treat folks you know, the same as someone with a physical health condition.
So, Tony, obviously, if I see you struggling, I can reach out and help, and vice versa. What if there's nobody around? Is there... Can we call Ghostbusters, in other words?
There is a Ghostbuster. It's not Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and those folks. It is 988. It used to be a long 1-800 number. I couldn't even remember, and I said it probably three times a day. Congress passed, and each state now has a 988 system. Just like 911 for an emergency where your house is on fire or whatever, 988 is for a mental health emergency. You dial that. Within 20, 30 seconds, you have somebody on the phone who can help you. If you don't feel comfortable talking about, you know, about it on the phone, you can also text 988, and somebody will text you back, and you can text with that person. And the best thing is, those text charges don't show up on your phone bill. So if you're struggling and, you know, you don't want the wife to find out or the husband or whatever, then you can, you know, it's totally between you and the person that you're corresponding with.
So the last question for you, as you look at, I mean, compared to where we were 10 years ago, we can talk about this today. Are you optimistic about us making progress in attacking mental health and the stigma. Do you see that coming?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like today. What a fantastic opportunity to speak to the ag bankers and to be able to come and to have this conversation. You know, I don't think this would have happened 10 or 15 years ago. This is a subject that folks, you know, I was invited. I didn't bust my way in here and demand to be thrown on stage. Instead, I was invited because, you know, the ABA they understand that folks are struggling and that mental health is something that permeates all types of career paths. You know, not many people know that the number one industry for suicide are construction workers. And so being able to have these conversations now is just fantastic. And this is a way, the only way we can beat this problem is by talking about it and helping those who are struggling get the help they need.
Tony, so great to see you. Thanks for the work that you do. If we want to follow you and find out more information, obviously we've got the 988 number, that's there. But if we just want to be a little more comfortable with our facts and how to deal with the situation, can we do that online?
Absolutely. You can visit the Ohio Suicide Prevention website at www.ohiosp.org, and you can find things for kids and veterans and farmers and any kind of population. Plus, there's even a section on if you think someone's struggling, how to have that conversation, things to say, things to not say, and that's what we found was the number one thing that families wanted to know was how do we even talk about this. So, yeah, come visit our website, and, I think there'd be a ton of resources you could use.
Okay, website once again, OhioSPF.org. .org.
And I'm old school. I go with the www. I don't know why.
And I can remember the SPF part because, yeah, I can remember SPF. So OhioSPF.org. .org. And the phone number again, or text 988. Tony, so great to see you. Thanks for your work.
Thank you so much.
Tony Coder joins us today from the 2022 ABA Ag Bankers Association's annual convention in Omaha. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turnroads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
Texas Corn Producers serves the state's corn farmers through both the Corn Board and the Association. The board is putting your checkoff dollars to work in research, promotion, and education to ensure producer profitability and market expansion. The member-supported association is the farmer's advocate in Austin and Washington, D.C. on issues from the Farm Bill, water and property rights, and more. Join the Texas Corn Producers Association today and get the latest news and information about Texas Corn Producers' efforts online at www.texascorn.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report, and our special guest today, Tony Coder with the Ohio Suicide Prevention Foundation.
When it comes to farming in dry conditions, the formula for success is simple. Put strong in, get strong out. That's why growers looking to improve yield potential while protecting their bottom line rely on dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Bred, tested, and made tough to handle the toughest growing conditions. Stay strong this season. Plant dry, tough, dryland cotton varieties from Delta Pine. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
If you don't push yourself, how will you know what you're really made of? Cotton Research and Promotion Program works to develop innovative performance technologies that redefine cotton's capabilities and helps athletes push themselves further. Cotton Incorporated is working hard to educate consumers about cotton's versatility, especially in the athletic apparel market. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton.
It's the Agribusiness Report. If you'd like to know more about suicide prevention, it's online, OhioSPF.org. agribusiness.org.
Farming season is coming to a close, and you and your equipment have been running hard. It's time to slow down with some much-needed maintenance. At Livingston Machinery, we can get your machines back to performance ready with the annual winter service special going on now. For a limited time, get 15% off AGCO parts, 10% off service, and 180 days no interest, no payments when you use your AGCO Plus account. Learn more at LivingstonMachinery.com and to find a location near you. Livingston Machinery, 24/7 service for your 24/7 operation.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turn roads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack sees COP27 as an opportunity to showcase our nation's climate mitigation efforts on a global stage. Among the highlights the secretary plans to present during his time in Egypt,
the Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities,
as an example of collaborative efforts to address climate, food security, and new markets for producers. There will also be a progress report on the Agriculture Innovation Mission for Climate started last year at COP26.
We've more than tripled the number of partners. We've more than doubled the investment that has been made in AIM for Climate. And we've more than tripled the sprint innovations that are commitments being made by our private sector partners to really focus on increased productivity.
And Secretary Vilsack is scheduled to announce new investments in addressing issues in methane fertilizer later in the week,
where the U.S. will take a leadership position.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.